pushed myself so hard today because I want to showcase fine dining Indian cuisine.
I'm doing a prawn sukka, which is like a dry prawn curry.
Yeah.
I'm going to serve that with these puffy banana breads.
Oh.
So I'm going to do...
You're saying banana bread.
Yeah, but it's like savoury. So it's like, yeah, it's like a puri, but it's made with banana. It's really tasty. It's got like a hint of banana and a very interesting flavour, and it goes really well with this dish. And then also going to do like a mango pachidi, which is like a mango sweet and sour condiment. And then I'm going to do some rice.
Well, sounds good to me.
I think it ticks the boxes.
Prawn sukka with some tempered rice, banana, balloon bread on top, and some mango pachidi.
Imagine if the flight attendant brought you this.
Oh, I'd be so happy.
The presentation, you know, like just something as subtle as that banana leaf cut into a circle to match the plate. Such a lovely touch.
What about the smell on this?
Oh, the curry leaves. It is divine.
Wow. Oh my God! This is fantastic! Where can we buy your business class ticket, please?
Everyone thinks he's mad.
This is what makes you want to travel. Everything, the saltiness, the sweetness, the colors are lovely. This can be replicated times hundreds of thousands. That recipe is perfect. So Deep Pander, bingo.
When I was eating that, all I could do was just keep shaking my head. You know, when you're just like, how can
disbelief.
This be so good? And then it just kept on getting better.
Yeah. Like, we've been so lucky to have, like, amazing curries from all around the world in this competition. This is right up there with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that I could get that in business class on a plane is unreal. Like, even just doing the dry curry instead of like something soupy, you're on a flight, you know, it's just really, really thoughtful. And she's backed it up with so much flavour. That banana bread,
yeah,
I've never experienced anything like that. It's got the most subtle banana flavour, but you definitely know it's there, and it just goes so well with each of those elements. I'm loving this.
This is the kind of food that makes you mop the plate to get every last morsel. And I think Deep Pander knows it, and that's why she gave us the bread, because it's just the perfect combination. And there's such a punch of aromatics and spices and everything in this. It's actually comforting, and it's, you know, it's got that richness and that body, but without being too heavy. It is such a clever choice of dish.
Yeah, I think Deep Pander, she's right up there with a chance of an immunity.
Growing up in Delhi, you know, parents always took us out to experience all these beautiful street foods. And when you go to a street food cart, they're making it in front of you. It's really intriguing watching every single step, the way it's been constructed, the elements that they're adding in, and it still captivates me. I start to assemble my Raj Kachori, and the judges are going to get hit by a flavour bomb with this dish because there's so much going on.
These are spiced potatoes and chickpeas, so it's similar to what goes into a pani puri. And this is like the spiced yogurt with the vara inside it, so I'm going to try and fill this up.
You've got sweet, you've got tangy, you've got savoury, salty, everything.
I'm like salivating.
I am fixated.
The yogurt carries this dish because that's what mellows down the spiciness of the chutneys, and it also brings a really nice texture.
Like, I want it to...
On the outside.
Yeah, everywhere.
That's what you get, dude.
Volcano.
Stuff it up.
Wow.
Everywhere. And then, boom, you've got more chutney on the top.
Oh,
and
my then... God.
Oh, it smells like
ceramic.
And then also Kashmiri chilli powder. That's it. Yep.
That looks gorgeous. That's a little work of art.
I've had it like my entire life, and even now when I go, it's like making me emotional, but I'm so like intrigued. Like when I watch it, I don't know why I'm crying. I've had it all my life, like, and I used to get the whole thing. My mum and dad were like, dude, you're not gonna be able to eat this paste off. I'm like, I will. And I never was able to finish it. That was tiny. But it's just so cool. And you just, like, as a kid, you just wait there and there's like a glass shield. And then they've got like all these puris lined up.
Yeah.
And you're just watching them make it.
Yeah. It is.
And it just kind of took me back.
And you've taken us there too. Oh, so it's really special.
That's
Thank
very
you.
Special for me to hear. Thank you.
There is just so much going on. And it just works. It just works seamlessly. And all of your senses are going wild. I can only explain it as like in looks and taste and texture. It reminds me of how I describe India, and that is like seamlessly chaotic.
I've never been to India, so I'm a bit of a novice. And this lesson was a parade, honestly. You know, I can imagine myself anywhere in India going through the street and to have the most amazing dish, the shell, globally crunch, the yogurt, the potatoes, the chickpeas, the right textures, the chutneys are lovely, and you are wonderful.
If Raj Kachuri is the king of street food, you're the queen. So good. There is so much flavor and so many components, but they are just balanced in a way that Indian street food is.
Thank you. When I think about a late night snack, I can only think of Indian street food. So there is a dish that I tried on the streets of Old Delhi called Aslan Butter Chicken. It is not your standard butter chicken with the deep orange gravy. It is literally butter and chicken, marinated with light spices and cashews for a long time. It's delicious. So this is Aslan Butter Chicken. It is like total Delhi street food. You'd find this at 12 a.m. It's not your typical butter chicken because it's literally butter and chicken.
Well, Deepander, I love it. It is delicious. You get so much out of the bread, out of the chicken, even down to the onions, your chutney, everything together is unbelievable.
Thank you.
You just don't expect how much flavor is in that chicken. It really actually shocked me. And that smoke is doing so much of that work for carrying that really minimal spice work through.
It's really, really exciting. It's exactly what I would go for if I was, like, stumbling through Delhi at 12 a.m. Like, I'd just be sniffing, like, because I could smell that a mile away. I'd just be following my nose. I really, really love it.
So I'm doing cheesy lamb samosas, and what I'm going to do with the mozzarella, I'm going to hear the fire. So I'm going to add a little bit of Kashmiri chilli, a little bit of garam masala. Hopefully the filling's going to be nice and hot.
Yep.
And when I stuff that in and deep fry, the deep frying pit is going to be like a longer deep fry.
Okay.
So hopefully that heat goes in and you get that beautiful pull. So I've made cheesy lamb samosas for you guys today with like a sweet and tangy, like a chutney sauce.
feels very tight.
Get emotional over a bit of cheese getting pulled
Never.
Out.
Delicious. Honestly, that was amazing. The flavors are super well balanced. I love the sweetness of that chutney and the sourness too. To pull that off. It's really impressive. Well done.
Thank you.
To Pindar, oh man, cheese pool was a 15 out of 10 and the flavours backed it right up. Like, it was insanely good and there is so much work going on there.
Thank you.
Pastry, filling, chutney, the cheese pool element, like, you've nailed every single one. Like, you know how you said that your husband normally sends you his recipes?
Yeah, I want that recipe.
Oh, yeah, I reckon this is that's what's going to happen. Your husband can send him your recipe, because that is like...
Today, I'm going to do a really quick chippy curry without compromising on the flavour.
My dish is going to be street food today, so I'm doing alu tikki chole chaat, which is basically like this stuffed potato patty. On top of that, you've got a really flavour-bomby chippy curry. So you just take one bite and it's like a flavour bomb. And then I'm going to do two chutneys and a yoghurt sauce on top. So today I've made alu tikki chole chaat. So tikki is the actual patty, which is stuffed with peas. And then the chole is the chickpea curry. And then you have the yoghurt, the two chutneys, the masala on top, and you just devour it.
Are you going to make it for us? Is
yeah.
that the,
Show
that
us
the
how
deal
it's done.
Here?
Oh, not what I was expecting.
Oh. I feel like all that hard work's just been crushed.
No, but that's the sound
that's the
you want to hear.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
an amazing sound.
It looks so generous in flavour and colour, and the smell coming off it, it's extremely enticing.
Dipinda, this is such a scarfable dish. Like, you really just want to dive in and just, you know, get into it. It was really worth the time that you invested in frying that tikki really well, because it's just got that lovely, crunchy outer coating. And then in the middle, it was just so nice and comforting and smooshy. Yeah, beautiful dish.
Oh, thank you.
You are the only one who did not use any protein. It's yeah. just veg, spice, and your knowledge. And you know what? Your dish is magical. What I did not know is the point of using this crispy, very special potato, who was impeccable and support all the flavors, and you've nailed it. So I'm so pleased for you.
Thank you.
Dipinda the gambler, huh? She gambled today, and she said flavor bomb, and it is an absolute flavour bomb. You couldn't have described it any other way. Great gamble, great strategy, whatever you want to call it, and it may very well have paid off to Pindar. Good job.